The Whispering Ink. Bill Graves was used to writing in silence, his words shaping worlds for others while his name remained absent from their covers. He was a ghostwriter, a specter in the literary shadows, crafting narratives that thrived in the minds of readers, yet remained anonymous to the public eye. His latest project was different, however, stirring something within him that had long been dormant. The request had come in a faded envelope, scrawled with a single name, Barry Carroll. Unlike the countless other clients whose stories he had brought to life, Carroll's reputation resonated like a haunting echo from the past, invoking curiosity and a sense of urgency. As Bill held the envelope, he felt an unusual thrill. The chance to reveal the truth behind Barry Carroll's enigmatic persona filled him with excitement. The shadows felt a bit brighter, and the silence around him buzzed with potential as he prepared to delve into a world that promised both challenge and discovery. Barry Carroll had been a celebrated novelist, known for his haunting prose that lingered in the minds of readers long after the last page was turned. His works, filled with deep emotion and intricate storytelling, captivated literary critics and audiences alike, earning him numerous accolades and a loyal following. Then, years ago, he vanished without a trace. There were no more books, no more interviews, just distant whispers of him retreating into solitude, lost in a world of his own making. Friends and colleagues speculated about his disappearance, while fans mourned the abrupt end to a brilliant career. Now, in an unexpected turn of fate, Bill had been hired to complete Carroll's unfinished manuscript, a daunting task that came with immense pressure and a profound sense of responsibility, as he aimed to honor the late author's voice while infusing the narrative with his inspiration. The pages arrived in bundles, sent by an unnamed editor, each package wrapped tightly as if to contain the energy within. Bill expected fragments of ideas, skeletal outlines that would require his creative touch to flesh out. But what he received was unsettling, almost haunting. The words were alive, pulsating with a rhythm that seemed to seep into his very being. Characters spoke in voices that echoed in his mind, their emotions so vivid that he could almost feel their breaths against his skin. As he delved deeper into their stories, he found himself ensnared in their struggles and triumphs, each turn of phrase igniting a spark of inspiration within him yet also leaving him with an unsettling sense of responsibility for their fates. As he wrote, something strange happened. He would wake in the night, startled by the sound of scribbling, only to find new passages written in his own hand. Words he hadn't drafted appeared on the pages, eerie and unmistakably Carroll's style, flowing like a river that had burst its banks. Each time he turned the pages, he felt a shiver run down his spine, not from fear but from an inexplicable thrill of realization the book was writing itself, crafting a narrative that seemed to transcend his own consciousness. It was as if the voice of an unseen muse had taken hold of him, channeling ideas and scenarios that felt both foreign and deeply personal. As he read the newly inscribed lines, he wrestled with the notion that perhaps he was not just an author but a vessel for something more profound, a connection to an otherworldly source of creativity that was beyond his understanding. One evening, unable to shake his unease, Bill scoured old news archives with a sense of mounting dread. He found an article detailing Carroll's mysterious disappearance, claiming he'd died in solitude, shrouded in an unsettling silence that made the hairs on the back of his neck stand up. The official story was vague, leaving many questions unanswered, but there was something chilling about the timeline that seemed to dance in the shadows of his mind, suggesting deeper secrets lingering just out of reach. As he delved deeper into the sparse details, a sense of foreboding washed over him, igniting a flicker of curiosity mixed with dread about the truth behind Carroll's last moments. His trembling fingers turned to the final pages of the manuscript, each delicate turn amplifying the mix of anxiety and anticipation gnawing at his insides. It was nearly done yet he hadn't consciously written the ending, leaving a void that felt as vast as the empty pages themselves. He scanned the paragraphs, heart pounding like a drumbeat in the stillness of the room, each word echoing with uncertainty and hope. His mind raced with the possibilities of what could unfold, the characters he had nurtured, their struggles laid bare, seemed to gaze back at him, pleading for closure. The last line struck him like a jolt of lightning, some stories never truly end. They only wait for a new hand to tell them. In that fleeting moment, he realized that perhaps his journey as a storyteller was just beginning, and the ink of his pen was merely a bridge to the countless tales yet to be woven. Bill dropped the pages in frustration, letting them scatter across the floor as he reached for his phone, intending to call the editor for guidance on the pressing issue at hand. However, just as he was about to press the call button, his screen flickered dramatically, momentarily illuminating the dim room in an eerie glow. In that brief instant, the reflection that appeared wasn't his own, but rather a shadowy visage that sent a chill down his spine, making him question whether he was truly alone in the room or being watched from an unseen presence lurking in the darkness. Barry Carroll's thin, knowing smile stared back at him, a subtle hint of mystery dancing at the corners of his lips, as if he held secrets that only he understood, the kind of smile that suggested he had seen things others could only imagine, experiences etched into his features like a map of a complex journey, inviting curiosity yet holding back the truths he might reveal. Each curve and line of his face seemed to tell a story, layered with depth and intrigue, leaving the observer not only captivated but also yearning to unveil the enigma that surrounded him. His eyes sparkled with a glimmer of mischief, possibly hinting at laughter shared in quiet moments or whispers of adventures taken under the moonlight, which made the beholder wonder about the paths Barry had walked and the memories that lingered, enticing them to delve deeper into the psyche of the man behind that enigmatic expression, to unravel the tapestry of experiences that shaped him into the person he was today.